So, yeah, I got so a lot of whys.
Madam Clerk?
Question marks. How the attorneys right there.
Board of Commissioners public meeting Tuesday, October 16, 2018, the time is 7:08. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in December 14, 2017, issues of the Nutley Sun, Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Petracco, what do you have on the agenda today?
I have an introduction of ordinance number 3400. This is the parking permit or the decals. This is the second time we're going to try to introduce it. We went back and cleaned it up. And again, I have come off my platform a little bit to try to make this work out. And it's definitely going to be a pilot program for sure. And the only thing that we changed was the I know the biggest thing was the time enforcement from 6 a.m. Salmon is 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's what I was a little concerned. I'm a little like half-seas about, you know, because I've had some residents come up to me about, you know, their daughter wish to visit, how can they visit, so they could park there for 2 hours at a time, but it's very difficult to make everybody happy. So to keep it uniform, and I have the chief here, which he'll talk on it, if, you know, I'm out front. But
happens in my house, and we're down to two people.
Yeah, exactly. So if you talk to one person, that they have a different opinion than another.
Maybe don't repeat that, Tammy.
No. Get that? Yeah. So that's that, and tonight's for introduction. Then I have a public hearing on the LOSAP. That's 3390, and then I have a couple resolutions, insertion of into the 2018 budget for 5200, and then a medical leave of absence. That's all I have.
Commissioner Evans?
I just have reports for the Code Enforcement Department for September, as well as the third quarter of 2018, and I have two resolutions for the monthly refunds and water charge refunds.
Mr. Rogers?
I had a resolution recognizing World Polio Day, and this is of interest, especially at this day and age, because the world is on the threshold of eradicating this disease, and it's going to take a little bit more research and time, but to see that in our lifetime would really be a feat. So that's all I have.
So not going to give us a little sugar cube anymore.
No,
yeah,
I
know you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
You guys remember too, just make them leave. All right. I just have an award of my professional services. You remember, Evans, you were there for our township forester. That's it.
I have a couple of resolutions. One's a contract award to AJM for Narron Place, and the other is to approve an authorized various raffle license, and the other is to authorize the COA settlement agreement, which we'll hear from Mr. Inglesino and executive and in public. So in addition, we had the public hearing on the density ordinance, which I know there's still a lot of questions that you have, so I'm going to ask that all questions and comments be filtered through Mr. Genitempo. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
And I talked to Phil Abramson tonight, who reviewed it. He would like to address us and give us his comments. Commissioner Evans thought it might be a good idea to also have Paul Rickey here, so we have two views on the ordinance. So the next meeting, we'll invite them in, and so all your comments about the ordinance can filter through, and any questions, so we can clean it up as best as possible, because there are some inconsistencies still in the ordinance, and we can get our input from our planners, and we can move forward on this long-awaited density ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. I just have one raffle for approval for Good Shepherd Academy for November 18th.
I was remiss. We also have Mr. Kazira here tonight. We give him a proclamation. He was named Essex County Lawyer of the Year. He's been our long-time planning board attorney, and thought it was important to recognize him. Mr. Giancampo.
I just have two litigation matters. Small.
Mr. Inglesino. Just the color.
Just the color.
So, contract negotiations?
Yeah, for closed session, it would be litigation. And I guess also contract negotiations.
All right, could I have a motion? Going to executive?
So moved.
Thank you.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public bodies are opining that such circumstances exist. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, desire to proceed to closed executive session. And now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, move into closed executive session to discuss litigation and contract negotiations. Be it further resolved that time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley pending and or anticipated legal personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Almost.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Time is 7:15.
Blue night tonight.